a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, speaking of catching up with the team, last 2 weeks of this week and last week, we've had team days.
Team building type days.
Sort of, yeah. So last week it was sort of just the on-air teams, the programming teams from both radio stations that we run here in Geelong. And then yesterday we did one where it was the whole team, the whole everyone in the building. We all got out. We had a bit of lunch.
Yeah.
You know, both
the
times.
The Royal Yacht Club there. That was awesome.
The Yacht Club yesterday, yeah.
Good food.
Wharf Shed last week as well.
I've never been to the Yacht Club. It's pretty nice.
It is nice there, isn't it?
Yeah. You won't be back.
Why?
No, I'm just saying. I just like to say things. So, last week I was running slightly late to get there. And not slightly late, I just knew you guys were there first.
We were on time. You were running slightly late. Yep, that's a fair, accurate assessment.
Well, you know, I've got another full-time role, so I'm still at work punching stuff out while you guys are getting to the free lunch 15 minutes early.
Yeah, no, you're right. We can manage our time well. Yep.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, no worries.
I asked if you wanted a lift. I drove from here down the Warship.
Around the corner.
I don't have a work subsidised car park in Warm Ponds, mate.
And God, did we hear about it. So, so last week I got there and everyone was sort of bunched at one end of the long table and the only seats left were at the other end of the long table. And I was like, well, I mean, fine, all right, I'll sit down this end and then I just won't talk to anyone. And I'll be part. I won't be part of the team.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Well, you're
fair.
Part of management. So
I am.
Is, you know,
I am middle management. So
it's
I am.
Too bad. Sometimes you've got to sit
and
up there.
With that middle management salary, you can buy yourself a watch to be there on time.
Coming from you.
Yes, Lingy.
Coming from you, Mr. Ripkerl, with your little dive, little clicker.
Yeah. It's still 35 years old.
It still tells me the time, so I can get there to things on time.
Mm. Spot on, Cameron Ling.
How many things can you make it to? How many things can you stay at? You get there on time, and then how long do you hang around for?
Guys, I'll be
there for 15 minutes. I can be there, but only for 15 minutes, and I've got another thing to do. I've got a podcast to record.
I'm a judge in this boxing match, and everyone is getting points.
I've got a haymaker for you, buddy.
Oh, no. All right.
So that was fine last week. And then do you know what I did? I learnt my lesson. So I'm driving in from Lara yesterday because I went home before the lunch and the team day. And then I'm driving back in and I'm on the phone the whole way organising things because the hit the fan as I was driving in, right? So it's slowing me down. I'm like, I've got to get to park and then I've got to walk from my work subsidised car park in Warm Ponds all the way to the Yacht Club. And so at some point, one of you messaged, said, either of you here?
That's
the other
me.
Went, yeah, the other was like, yep, no, I'm
yeah,
here.
I was like, of course I'm here room. Because I'm here on time and getting there on time.
Oh, the man of leisure. What else are you doing? Having a bagel at Kilgore.
Yeah.
So, yes, you guys rolled in early. And so this time I thought, no, I won't be separated from the team. I won't be isolated again. What I'll do is say, hey, guys, save me a seat, please. I even said please.
Yes, and do you know what happened? I was sitting next to Cameron Ling. To the left of me was a spare seat. I put my phone there and keys.
Yeah.
So it looked like someone was there.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and Lingy had put his book and phone next to the spare seat to the right of him.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you've saved a seat. And I said, oh, cool. And I moved my stuff back to my seat because he had saved you a seat at the end of the table next to him.
Okay. And how did that play out, guys? Because I got there and the table was full.
Yeah.
And not only this time, it wasn't, oh, you'll have to sit down the other end of the table. It's, oh, you'll have to sit over at that table over there where no one else is sitting.
There was no one there. I swear, though, that I said, sorry, I'm going to have to throw you under the bus. That seat was saved and then a couple of people came over. What happened?
And I said, well, if Tom wanted that seat, he could have got here on time.
Okay. So here's the thing. This is why I
see,
say.
See, that's not me. This is,
wow, you jumped off me so quickly.
Sorry, Lingy. Work, love you too.
This is why I say work friends aren't real friends, right? You're both dead to me.
Me?
You're both hopeless. And also, I don't know if I want to be the boss anymore. It sucks. Stuck at the end of the table or a different table.
Let's all be the boss and share that money.
I know, though. I understand now why you've been late for these last two team building things.
Why?
Because of how long your stories go for. You run over time.
You're fired.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's play.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello, happy Thursday, everybody.
Hello, Beck. Great to see you.
Oh, thanks, Lingy.
Your theme's probably not going to be just pure Robbie Williams songs, as much as we would love that. But do you have a theme for us today?
I do. It's a sequel. Simpsons sequel. Oh. So many artists have been on The Simpsons. I went, you know what?
Going round two of Simpsons. Okay.
It's got so much good feedback. People were loving it. So I thought, you know what? Let's just do it again because it was fun.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, what you're going to do is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job. We need to decipher the artist and the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lewis.
Hey.
Loggy. Are you sure they're long?
I think we're ready to play.
Let's do this.
Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and aeroplanes, and Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Eye of a hurricane, listen to yourself, Chen. World serves its own needs. Don't misserve your own needs. Team by team, reporters baffled, Trump tethered and cropped. Look at that low plane, fine, then overflow, population, common group. But I'll do it, save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs, listen to your heart bleed. Tell me with the rapture, with the reverent in the right, your vitriolic, patriotic, slam fight, bright light, feeling pretty psyched. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Awesome.
It's the end of the world as we know it. R.E.M.? No. Yes? No. End of the world. Sorry. End of the world. R.E.M. Yes.
Okay. So we're paying it?
We'll pay it because you didn't have to say it.
Very good. Very good. So funny. All right. 1 point to Loggy. It's lyrical headlines, and we're playing the Simpsons Version 2, follow-up edition.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when Lee. I gave the word.
Viva La Vida, Coldplay.
Yes.
Oh.
Wait.
Yes, Homer.
Do you think you could use someone like me in your band?
Yeah, come on up. You can play the tambourine.
I said someone like me. I didn't say me.
All right. I'm all right with not knowing that one, but I'll get involved at some point, guys. Here we go. Okay, so 1 point apiece for you two. Question number three, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Truth care, truth brings. I'll take one lift, your ride, best trip. Always. I'll give it to Tom.
It's Blink 182, All the Small Things.
Yes.
Hey, Blink 182.
We have names, you know.
Whatever. You can crank it up.
Dude, let's trash this place.
After we get paid.
Nice.
All the small things, true care.
Oh, you played this one out a bit longer. You wouldn't play Coldplay.
No, that was it. That was the whole thing.
All right. Okay, tiebreaker. Here we go. We've all got skin in the game. Let's play.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. We started living in an old house. My ma gave birth and we were checking it out. It was a baby boy, so we bought him a toy. It was a ray gun. It was 1981. We named him Baby. He had a toothache. He started crying. It sounded like an earthquake. It didn't last long because I stopped it. I grabbed a rag doll and stuck some pins in it. Now we're a family. We're all right now. We've got money and a little place to fight now. We don't know you. We don't owe you. But if you see us around, I've got something else to show you. Now it's easy when you don't know better. You think it's sleazy, then put in a short letter. We keep warm, but there's just something wrong with you. Just you're the hardest little button to button. The hardest button.
Is it the White Stripes? Hardest button to button?
Yes.
Yeah!
We started living in an old house.
good gift.
Wow. I was so far away for all of that.
Hey, kid, why don't you watch where you're drumming?
Sorry, White Stripes. No hard feelings?
All right. I don't know how that happened, but well I'll done. Take the win. All right. Thank you very much. That was a Simpsons follow-up edition. So Simpsons again next week. I mean, there's enough artists.
So fun, thanks, Beck.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's a lovely day for barbecue. Bring a salad log.
Okay, sarcasm alert. I was told to bring a salad. Well, no, that's a lie. I volunteered to bring a salad for the friends catch up on Tuesday night. I napped too long and I had an appointment to go to, and so I stuffed up, right? They were hand-making lasagna and gluten-free lasagna for me and one of our other mates, and I was like, damn, I've really let the team down. I was crying to my friend on the phone and she's like, it's okay, just go to Aldi. And I'm like, no, yeah, I know, but then I have to go get all this stuff. It's too stressful. I need a bowl and everything. She's like, get one of the bags. Just get an Aldi bag salad. And so I got a couple of Caesar salads, three of the small potato ones, and I presented them to the friends. I'm just asking, is that okay?
Your friend is an enabler.
Yes.
And not a good friend.
Yes, she's the best friend.
We're doing one of these.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
If you've volunteered yourself, I think it's important
to
specify, if you've volunteered yourself for salad duty, are you allowed to roll up with a bagged salad and no bowl?
Stand by your bag. Tom.
Stand by your bag. I couldn't find it because we don't have it in the system. Sorry. On 52232955, Tony and Karaya, good morning. Is Loggy a salad bag criminal or what?
All I have to say is that she's officially an Australian by grabbing a bag of salad on the way to a catch up.
No, Tony.
But she's going to have to hand back her World Card.
No!
You're going to have to accept full citizenship.
But if it makes you feel better, Tony, I bought enough for everyone. Like there was an overwhelming salad. Does that count?
Nah, you can't be rocking up with a bag of salad and still playing the one card line.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair, Tony. I feel that.
What about you, Mark, in Winchelsea? Log's feeling the heat at the moment. What do you got to say to her?
I reckon she's done well. She could have rocked up with nothing. At least she rocked up with something.
Thanks, Mark.
Come on, Mark. She volunteered the salads. Right.
See, Mark's Aussie as they come. And I love it. Andrew in Spotswood, you can bring bagged salad to events.
No way. The reason there was so much salad there is because no one wanted to eat it. You got to go to some effort. You got to put it in a bowl. You got to dress it. You got to put some Glad wrap over and present it to your friends. That is not cool. You cannot buy a bag salad and dump it on a table.
Amazing.
Yes. Did you at least, you know how when they, because they put the, when it's a shredded salad or whatever, they put it through like a shredding machine and the core and everything of the cabbage goes through. So you get these big chunks that are just this like woody. Did you at least pick those bits out?
I washed everything.
Oh, thanks.
I put it through a rinse. If that makes a difference.
I appreciate the effort. Mel from Finesford. Mel, just serve some more feedback to Log, please.
No, I reckon it was totally fine. What's the difference for the person bringing garlic bread? They're not making that from scratch.
Oh, big call, Mel. And I love it.
Well, aren't they? Artisanal garlic bread is delicious and something that I have brought many times.
Oh, sure.
No, okay, well, that's kind of a fair point.
All right, well, that's a 50-50 split, and I'll take it.
I'm going to nominate to do the garlic bread every time now, though. If you can just grab a frozen pack of that, that's
easy.
Where
do you get the artisanal section in Coles, though?
And also, whose barbecue are you going to? Right? No one's.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.